Across the Park, a program on 2SER about sport at 7 p.m, which is why you're hearing me right now. Gabby, you okay?
You just yeah, I'm fine, thank
really
you.
Fast. My name is Joel Kasem. Thanks for asking. Wow, what a huge week it's been, including Sunday, Tuesday, and who could forget Thursday? But there's also a heap of sporting news to get to, and to help me get there, it is the Across the Park correspondent at this week's ARIA's, Mick Radojkovic.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm recovering. We very got slowly. Mick. What?
Your eyes, are they open?
Oh, I haven't had much sleep, all right?
What time did you get home Thursday morning?
About 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Maybe 4:30. It was around 4:15, maybe.
This afternoon?
No, but you know, oh, no, when the
sun's, that's not much of a party.
When the sun's coming up on a Thursday morning and you realize you've been out all night and it was just drink. It was just nonstop. It was
yeah.
just, and the food? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sony. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Sony. Wow, plug.
Well, you know, I snuck into their
cash
party and they gave it for nothing. I mean, yes, cash for comments.
Cool,
here
excellent.
On 2SERs we'll across
get
the
to
park.
Your. We'll get to your. I'm pretty sure you're still drinking.
Ugh.
We'll get to you all this chat about the Aries in a second. Fresh off her very first solo drive show this week is a woman
Woo!
With all of your umbrella facts. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! Thank you. I'm fine. Not
Legend.
Hungover.
You nailed it. Nailed it on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, some major errors, but that's okay.
But you nailed those errors too.
Left the microphone on whilst playing a song. Cut the show 10 minutes short because I read
matter.
The clock wrong. It's all right.
No, you did fantastic.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for both of you for helping and supporting. It was couldn't have done it without you.
What about my terrible cross? To the
oh,
errors?
My God. I was going to... I go, Mick... What are you doing? Help. He's like, there's Rita Ora. I don't get... Just help. He was like, that's really bad reception. I go, I know.
Yeah.
And then we got you. But it was good. Thank God.
Technology.
Because you were the only interview.
Tell us about the Arias.
Oh, man. It's great fun, you know? All the musical industry people in one room getting smashed in one night.
So it's not amazing. It's not a massive wank.
Oh, look. In past years, I think it's getting less wanky and it's actually getting more, I don't know, happy, friendly, collaborative. Like, you're mixing so many styles now. You've got hip-hop, you got pop, you got you know, grunge, rock, and they're all in one room. And it used to be a real divide, I think, between the poppy stuff and the other stuff and the commercial. You know, it's all coming together. And I feel like Australian music is actually really, it's in a good spot. Everyone's, you know, mixing together a lot better than they used to. And it made the night just, yeah, really nice, really fun.
Are there any like randoms there that you're like, how did you get invited?
All the bloody time. Me.
No, but like anyone that's not involved with music?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Actually, no, most of the music people, I mean, Nicole Kidman was there, but that's because Keith Urban was there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was fine.
So there's no random like sports stars just like rocking up?
No, which is great because it's actually quite a limited number of people that fit in this auditorium. So a lot of musicians don't go.
Yeah,
also,
right.
It costs $500 to go. So not a lot of people can afford
to go.
Did
you pay $500?
No, I was in the media room. I
right.
I did it for nothing. Like I could probably charge
to do it.
I did, but I do it because of the experience.
Do they
the experience.
They actually pay $500 to go there?
Yes, even if you're nominated.
Wow,
it's messed
that
up.
But they
crazy.
Don't. Their record labels do
sometimes. But if you're an indie and you don't have a label, you have to pay for yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, let's talk about sport for a bit.
Oh, sport.
If you don't
oh,
mind. Yeah.
Is that what we're here?
If I thought you don't it was mind.
The music edition.
look, the Southern Stars have done it again. They've. Well, I say done it
Who
again.
Who are they?
They've done it, and they're amazing. So that's the Australian women's cricket team.
Every time this happens,
you should know.
Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I need to know.
No, we've been doing this show for a while.
Yeah. We talk about them every
Getting
week.
On my high horse.
Yeah, get off your high horse.
They beat the old enemy, England, in Antigua by 8 wickets in the Women's T20 World Cup champion thing.
Thing.
That was on.
Yeah, it's
they
big,
won.
It's a
it
big one. I mean,
massive.
Even if
really
you don't
cool.
like T20, this is still a world championship, like, event. Yep. And Australia beat everyone else that plays that form of cricket in the world,
yeah.
And including West Indies, who were going really well. And it was in West Indies, so they won that semi and then beat England. Yeah, great yeah. effort. Alyssa Healy, amazing. Man, woman of the tournament.
She is unbelievable. I'm like, she's already a better person than her uncle is. And I'm going to say one day she'll just be a much better cricketer than he was.
Probably already.
Already, yeah.
No, I mean, I love Healy as
a cricketer. A Healy was very, very
Who's
good.
Healy?
Yeah. Oh.
Ian Healy. So he played for Australia, 10 years ago?
Yeah, back in the 90s, late yeah. 90s, I guess.
Well, that's 20 years ago
yeah,
now.
Probably that long. But now he's a commentator now. And he was a really good keeper, like a really good wicket keeper. This is before Adam Gilchrist came and changed it all and ruined it for all keepers everywhere.
Because he was so good.
Well, we can discuss it another day.
Well, we can discuss it
now. The eyebrows that are being raised right now.
What is wrong with Adam Gilchrist?
He ruined the position of wicketkeeper.
Is this hangover Mick speaking, or is this deal?
Don't turn me off. What is this?
That's what you get for saying Gilly is not the greatest keeper of all time.
No, he's not the greatest keeper of all time. Ian Healy is a way better keeper.
I'm pretty sure Joel's getting bright red right now. He's furious.
Gilchrist was a better batter than Healy, sure. He's a better batter than a lot of batters, but he wasn't the best wicketkeeper. He was a terrible wicketkeeper.
What? He wasn't terrible.
He would drop
getting my popcorn out.
He would drop things. He would,
okay,
he would
let's save this for another episode.
Wrong. See, I told you, don't get me started. I'm really passionate about this. God damn it.
Guys, I went for a run the other day and I broke out in hives.
What does that mean?
Why? I think I'm allergic to exercise.
Well, that rules you out of all sport. Remember,
I know. I'm not even
up.
Joking. Like, I literally broke out in hives and was really itchy.
That was our definition.
Yeah, that's
the
a
very
rash.
First episode.
I think that's heat rash. I think that's you're hot
it's a heat
for
rash.
Running.
I didn't really run very far though.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like,
was it a hot day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, not that hot. Anyway, that got you off cricket.
Yeah, it did for a bit.
No, good job.
We might just quickly go back to it because there were so many standouts for the Australian girls. They had so many great players. They had Meg Lanning, who's the captain. She's always fantastic. There was, in the grand final, Ashley Gardner. She had 3 for 22 when she bowled, which is fantastic.
Which is very, very good for a
What does that mean?
3 wickets for 22 runs off what? How many overs? 2 overs? No, 4
no,
overs.
No, I think I actually don't know how
many. Maybe 4 overs.
Overs.
But basically,
how many bowls has she done?
Bowlers are judged on how many wickets versus how many runs they concede. So 3 wickets for 20-something runs is an average of a wicket every 7 runs or so, which is a very good average. An average under 20 is usually very, very good.
Yeah, definitely. So wicketkeeper Alyssa Healy made a quick fire 22 off about 20 balls. No, not off about... Off 20 balls, which is her lowest score of the tournament, but really helped us get the 100 and something.
Yeah.
And it was really good. Anyway,
great, stuff.
Great to watch.
And Where do you watch
congratulations.
It?
Congratulations. So that game, because it was the final, was actually on 9 Gem and Foxtel, but I think most of that T20 World Cup was just on Fox.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It is annoying.
Who even has Foxtel anymore? Oh, sorry.
He's sponsored. Didn't he tell you he's sponsored?
But the only reason that you have Foxtel is for sport, right?
Yeah, it is. And the only way I have Foxtel is because my parents have it.
Yeah, that's I was going to say, do you still live with your parents? Because my parents have it.
Well, no, I live on my own, but they have it and I can...
Oh, you can get their account.
Yes.
That's cool.
Or you get like 3, you can watch it on 3 devices or something like that.
But to be honest, Foxtel, sorry, but it's pretty shite.
Well, I'm sorry if Foxtel is listening. Sorry.
What, they could try and change my mind. Give me a free subscription.
There you go.
Boom. I love the way you work.
I feel like we're being really dodgy today.
We always are.
Sony, Foxtel, who else can we involve?
We've still got, 20 minutes to go? Let's see how we go. And the men's, of course, did terribly. They had a 3 T20 games against India.
Yep.
They won the first one, which was... What? We
shocking.
Won a game. Unbelievable.
Very shocking.
The second game was rained out for the most part. I mean, it ended up being a draw because of the rain.
Yeah.
Even though there was some cricket played. And then the third one, of course, India just went, okay, well, we're a much better team, so we'll just beat you like we should. Australia, they batted well to begin with and then just collapsed, which is the story of Australia at the moment.
Not 1-6. That tells a story.
Yeah, that's true, right?
We didn't hit one six.
Yeah,
in that
that's
hole
right.
Innings. And if you're playing a 20-20, I'm sorry, if you can't hit a 6, you don't deserve to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Full stop.
And then, yeah, India came out. Virat Kohli sort of... I mean, it went down to the wire a little bit, but he pretty much had it.
They had it in control, even though it went down like four balls left or something. Mm-hmm. Like, they weren't going to lose.
Yes.
And Kohli is going to walk all over us.
Yeah, I know.
Test starts next week.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And in Union, the Wallabies have officially registered their worst calendar year since 1958.
The Wallabies are the rugby union team.
I know who they are. Come on. I know who they are because they're so terrible.
Exactly. They went down to England in an embarrassing game, 37-18. It was actually 18-4.
Oh, that's actually good. Like, that'd be a fun game to watch.
Getting flogged by England.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like, just like lots of tries and, you know?
Yeah, there would have been,
like,
yeah.
It's entertaining.
Although it was Australia, we probably just kicked 18 points worth of penalty goals or field goals.
I don't even know how we got those points.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry,
it was 13 all at halftime. I said 18 all.
And, oh, so 13 all at halftime.
Yeah. So the first half would have been good. Yeah. But then the second half.
37 is pretty bad.
Terrible. So, yeah, that's our. In 120 years, the Wallabies have lost 9 matches in a calendar year on 2 occasions. Did you hear after the game, the press conference? So Eddie Jones is the coach of England. He was once the coach of the Australian, the Wallabies, and then he went over and coached.
Is he Australian?
He's an Aussie, yeah.
He's an Aussie, yeah. He played for the Wallabies.
Oh. And he's coaching.
Whoa,
England.
That's juicy goss.
Well, I mean, he's been doing it for a while. It's nothing new. I'm not...
Everyone's like, whoa, he played for the Wallabies? Why didn't they tell
us? Because it's new to me. I don't know anything.
No, I can understand why you would think that's a bit weird, because it doesn't happen very often.
Oh, it does. I mean, it happens in cricket as well. Here's the we just finished playing Pakistan, and their coach was...
I think it's a really clever idea, right?
No, you're right. Australian coaches do seem to go around and coach other countries.
Yeah. Real sneaky.
It is. Hmm. Anyway, Eddie Jones was interviewed after the game, and... Well, I'm going to play a bit of his press conference because, okay, he's Australian and I guess he just doesn't really understand words very well.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he has an English accent now.
No, I think he's still got an Australian accent. Anyway, have a listen.
We think Australia will come out like they normally come out, like a bull at a China gate.
Now, that's a saying I haven't heard yet. A bull at a China
that's
gate.
Something I would say.
It's a bit like Biff in Back to the Future getting his, you know... Little metaphor is wrong.
Yeah.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Yeah, that's a classic.
Wait, so what did he actually say? Like a bull at a China gate.
China gate, yeah.
It's a good mixture.
Actually, maybe, you know, when like the footy players come out of the gate,
yeah.
You know, maybe he's actually, that's what he means.
Give him, start calling it a China gate.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to play that because it was
great.
Funny.
Good one.
Surfing was really big this week.
Yes.
Australian Stephanie Gilmore has won a record-equaling 7th world
so
surfing
good.
Title. Matching, of course, Lane Beachley, who got to 7 herself. So.
The smiling assassin, they call her, Stephanie Gilmore.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that because she smiles?
She's really smiles. Smiley and like really lovely and friendly. And then she seems just, amazing. Like, rips it and shreds it.
What is it about surfers in general that make them such rad people?
Like, I don't know. Like, not all surfers are rad people.
No, no, but like professional surfers. I've never seen an interview with a professional surfer and I went, oh, that guy's a dickhead or that girl's no good. They always seem nice and friendly and happy.
I think because they're just in the ocean 24/7.
It's just the sun and water.
It's summer.
Yeah.
It's like every day of the year.
Well, Stephanie Gilmore goes between California and Australia. So she's just like chasing them waves.
Yeah.
That's her life, you know?
So that's how you'd be happy. That's how you'd be a nice person. You just be a surfer.
And it's a really good cure for hangovers, jumping in the ocean.
Is it?
100%.
Well, I better get down there now. See you guys. Fire out of here. All right.
She's 30, Stephanie Gilmore.
That's the thing. She's only 30.
Yeah.
So, she, you know, surfing, you can surf for as long as you want.
Well, Lane Beachley's old. I'm not sure how old she is, but she's, you know, she's been around.
She's not surfing anymore, though. Like professionally?
Not professionally.
No, not professionally. You're
right. Yeah. So that's the thing. She's 30, so she's going to continue. Like, she will keep going, and she will keep winning world titles.
Yeah. She'll. So is that the most by any female surfer?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, and people were talking about how...
7 is now the equal record.
Yeah. Okay, so...
So Kelly Slater has 11.
Yeah, so Kelly... Yeah.
Yeah. So, and people were like, are you going to take out, you know, Kelly Slater? She was like, let me just enjoy 7 for right now, you know? Like,
yeah. Bloody media.
But... Did you know that? So I was reading about Stephanie Gilmore, and she dedicated her one win to Pierre Andres, or the guy that used to own. He was the CEO of Quicksilver.
Okay.
And he just tragically went missing in the ocean. His boat got washed ashore.
He did a Harold Holt? Oh no, he was on a boat.
Yeah, he was on his own boat by himself fishing, and his boat just got washed ashore, and he's just missing at sea. They never found it.
Wow.
And he's been the CEO for sector of,
when did that
of
happen?
This year.
Oh man.
Yeah, so huge loss for the surfing community. He was like, not only was he a really fantastic CEO for Quicksilver.
Was he an Aussie?
No, he's French. So he was part of the European sector of Quicksilver. But yeah, she dedicated her win to him. And supposedly he was just a really lovely guy, really good role model. He did really well for Quicksilver, the brand. And everyone's, just devastated. And I was like, who's this guy that she's dedicated her win to? And I was,
good such research, a... Gab. I like that you followed that
Thank
up.
You.
You heard the thing and you went, oh, this will be really interesting stat. And it was.
Well, because, it didn't...
Amazing.
I mean, you've brought the show down a lot.
Sorry.
A lot. But no, very interesting.
Anyway, go out for a swim or a surf now because it'll make you feel better. That's what we're saying. Go. It's not going to take your life. Oh, God. I just did it again. Also, just want to quickly say she had like broken her knee and had a massive knee reconstruction and wasn't sure that she was going to be able to surf for this title.
Well, she suffers from, she broke her wrist in I think she was like assaulted. Now I'm bringing it down, but I think she was assaulted once a few years ago. Yeah, just like randomly broke her wrist, and so has never been able to get her wrist fully functional again. So pushing up,
She's amazing.
A hero.
Yeah, she's actually amazing.
Hey, what would I don't know. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But speaking of wrists, is hang gliding a sport?
Okay,
oh my god,
we can definitely talk about this because we've obviously all seen it. This is a video that was massively viral this week.
Oh my god,
I literally screamed. I was at work watching it, and I literally was like, and then I just like covering my hand over my mouth, going, "This is it."
Yeah.
I had to read before, like, make sure that nothing bad happened.
I mean, I don't think they would have posted it had he.
you see some weird shit on the internet.
That's true.
Surely everyone's seen it by now, but there was a hang glider who was with a instructor. The instructor did not clip on the person who had never done a hang glide before onto the hang glider. They took off a cliff and jumped and then realized, like, luckily realized pretty quickly.
Well, he just slipped straight away.
Like they realized. He was just hanging by one arm.
Yes,
like,
basically hanging onto the instructor who was strapped in, and for the whole trip down, which lasted a good 3-4 minutes.
Yep.
It was so high.
And that was the thing. Like, they started, it seemed quite low. And it's like, well, they're just going to land straight away. But obviously the wind's picked up or whatever, and they've just gone straight up.
Did you watch the one where it's actually him writing the commentary?
Yes. Oh. He's very funny.
So funny.
He's very funny.
He's like, at this point, the view's nice, but my life is... at risk. He's like, at this point, the trees are not low enough to impact my fall.
Oh, should I jump in the tree? Is what you said?
Yeah. Speaking of wrists, though, did.
That was about his worst damage, is that he actually broke his wrist when they landed, because he had to jump off a bit early because the hang glider sort of rolls in and, you know, maybe he jumped a little bit too high. I don't know, but he was probably desperate to get off.
Yeah,
he actually tore his arm holding on.
Yeah, bicep tendon.
So, because he's just holding on with one arm.
But I still can't quite get why he was only using one hand sometimes.
Because he couldn't get that arm back. He was holding onto the instructor's leg and he was holding it, but he couldn't get it back up.
Oh, why not?
Well, he just couldn't. Like, you need strength to kind of push it.
I seem like those points where he was holding on with his left hand and he's moving his right arm around.
Yeah.
The instructor was trying to get him with his leg. Did you see that? And he was trying to use his leg.
Well, the instructor had his left hand on his harness holding him up and had only one arm was guiding the hang glider.
I thought he was holding
the trunk. And it was all unbalanced and he was struggling to do it. I mean, it was ridiculous. Go and look it up if you haven't seen it.
If for nothing else, watch for the views because it's in Switzerland, which is just beautiful. Like,
it's
beautiful.
So... I was like,
I think my brother jumped out of a helicopter over that sort of exact same place. Yeah. Beautiful. Anyway.
I'd do that. I would do it.
I would do it. Even he said he wants to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, amazing. That's right. Amazing.
Good segue.
Great segue. Not into this because NRL, just quickly, I wanted to talk about these player movements that's happening. It's just going mental. All these forwards are moving. You've had David Clemmer go from the Dogs to the Knights, Dylan Napa from the Roosters to the Dogs, Josh McGuire from the Broncos to the Cowboys, Angus Crichton, as we know, left the Bunnies to go to the Roosters, and that's just to name a few. Cam Smith still hasn't signed with Melbourne, and now we've got, this week, we had Sean Johnson ask for immediate release from the New Zealand Warriors.
Yeah, and they gave it to him.
What does immediate release mean?
Well, he doesn't want to play there anymore.
Yeah. So they said...
let him out of the gates.
They said, you've got 1 year left and we don't want you after that. And he's like, well, if you don't want me, I'll just leave now.
Yeah.
And wait, who's that guy that went to America to play NRL and broke his contract?
That's another one. Valentine Holmes is going to Gridiron.
Mm-hmm. But he's coming back.
Well,
his contract allows him to come back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So and some of the other players are mad about that.
Yeah, very mad. Anyway, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty hectic. And this player, Sean Johnson, is now apparently being signed to the Sharks on a one-year deal before going to the Roosters. But why would you just sign a halfback for
but
1 year?
But has he signed to the Roosters? I don't think that's official that's yet. That's everyone thinks it's going to happen.
This is so boring when this happens.
Sorry,
because it's
we'll
like,
talk about something else.
No, I just mean like, because you, obviously players a team works when you work as a team together and you play together. You need to understand how each other plays. That's why coaching helps with all of that. And then you just move around to different teams. That's boring.
Yeah. It's a mess.
You lose the team dynamic, and it so often happens now in league that players just keep moving around clubs. There's not many one club men anymore.
No, it doesn't happen.
It's hard.
And Gareth Widdop was the other one I wanted to mention. Who?
Oh, that,
we're not sure what's happening
story.
There. Yeah,
there's something
it's a weird one. AFL, Gavi.
Oh my god.
What?
I AFL? Thought this was a Batuta Advocate headline.
Oh.
But just Natalie Portman was at an AFL Demons training session.
Okay.
Look at Mick's face.
I'm too hungover for
He's
this.
He's very hungover.
But like, what are the odds? Like, it's such a weird...
Wait. Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman
star
from
of,
Phantom
Star
Wars.
Menace and other such movies.
Black Swan.
The Beef Assassin. Bandita. That's a good one. The Assassin was a good one. Yeah.
Garden State.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Love that movie.
Yeah.
It's just a dream come true to me. It's just a dream that Natalie Portman is just hanging out at an AFL pitch. Just
that's an odd dream to have.
Oh, she's just
some people
like,
want to like be CEOs of companies and do other stuff.
No, it's like it's not a dream. It's just a dream that I'm like watching. It's not a dream that like I have, as in like I'm trajectory. It's just like.
So don't leave us hanging. Why was she there?
Don't leave us hanging like we're on a hang glider over the Swiss Alps.
Yeah, just one arm. She was not even that interesting. Oh. Her best mate, who is Australian. She was there for a wedding in Melbourne.
Fair.
And her best mate, I think, from what the story said, is that she's obsessed with the Demons. And so she was like, use your celebrity power so we can go and hang out at a training session. So they like gave her a jersey and like all these photos are taken.
Look, I've always said, if you've got a really famous friend, you've got to use them as
yeah,
much
for
as
sure.
You can. Isn't that right, Joel? I use you all the time. You know? You're, I can't walk down the street. I walk down the street next to Joel and they're all like looking at Joel and I'm just smiling because I'm like, I know him.
Can we just, like, let's just think about Natalie Portman a little bit longer in an AFL jersey.
What would you use Natalie Portman for if she was your mate? What would you say, Natalie, I want you to come and use your star power to help me out with something?
Oh, that's so hard.
That's a very good question.
Maybe like to get in the line at Frango's.
And now we're sponsored by Frango's.
Yes! That's third
Frango's
one.
Chicken deserves a sponsorship. It's a really good chicken shop at Petersham if nobody's been before. Oh, bringing boy. Natalie there next weekend on a date.
Wow. Okay. Are we going to talk about Natalie Portman anymore?
Can no, that's done.
On,
it's good.
Move on really quickly. Look, there was a soccer game. A soccer team in Ireland had to apologise for falsely claiming that... Now, this is just a third tier, nothing special sort of game.
Hmm.
They falsely claimed that a player had died and they couldn't make the game. They had to postpone it.
They falsely claimed that?
Yeah. So what? No one actually died. They just said someone had died.
Someone. Quick.
They
had, who died?
They had like
I don't know.
They had
someone.
A guy come over from Spain to play for a little while and he went home. And they're like, well, he's dead. We can't play this weekend. They probably had a piss up or something on.
Oh,
and so, yeah. Great lie from an Irish soccer team. They got
oh,
caught,
no, he's
obviously.
Dead.
That's perfect, though, from an Irish team too.
I just
expect
they're
it from
just at the
Irish
pub
team.
Drinking Guinness. Just say he's dead.
Could his accent? Could his accent?
To be sure.
Potato.
God. All right. Anyway.
No, I actually have a thing. So in Northern Ireland, I was thinking about this the other day. We were thinking, do they say noodles? How would they say noodles in an Irish accent? And we were thinking it would be noodles.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Noodles.
That's very good.
Should we go get some noodles?
The rest was terrible, but the noodle bit was
yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mickey is throwing up in the corner as we talk.
Mick, do you want some noodles?
My brain hurting.
Did you guys catch Diego Maradona's interview after a... now I can't think of what it was. It was like a... He was at a...
the football player.
Yeah. So he was at, I think, a Spanish A-League sort of game. and they asked him about what he thought about the A-League, and this was his answer. I'm going to play the answer. So you can't understand what they're saying. They're basically asking him what he thought of the game.
¿Qué piensas de la Liga MX, de su nivel?
No,
it's literally Mick.
It's been Mick this whole show.
Oh, Maradona. He does a lot more drugs than me, though.
No, he's looking really well. Okay. Time for a bit of this. Fast Baller! Every week now. I forget to pre-record. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another round of Gabby's stolen game, Fast Baller. If you've already forgotten the rules are quite simple, and Gabby, they are...
The rules are, Mick and I have to say the affiliated topic with the right... word. So,
I'm going to say a letter. Mickey, do you understand that?
I mean, we all know who's going to win. He can't.
I don't know. My brain is not.
So it's like, it's
capacity.
Word association.
Word association.
Yeah. Whoever's the fastest. Fastest word association.
Okay.
Association.
I think this week I might actually.
I need to get ready for this.
I might. So I'll ask, because last time we played this, you were really fast, Gab. You were quick off the mark, really fast. So this time I might play.
Do I get a handicap?
No, I'm going to play some thinking music. So you can't come in until after the thinking music. All right? That works?
Fine. Okay. I mean, that's not the whole point. The whole point.
I know, but just let me play
sort of fast.
Mick's like not even awake.
Just let me. You'll see. Let me.
Okay.
Name a sport beginning with the letter P.
Ping pong.
Well done. Mick was just laughing.
So competitive.
You really are. No time to think about Diego.
That was really good. That was really good. Good edit.
Okay.
Why are you going to do that every question?
Try.
Possibly. I don't have to. I might do it one more time.
I'm England in this rugby fast bowler game.
I would have accepted pie eating and pillow fighting. What is the legal amount of golf clubs you can carry in your bag?
This is just a numbers game.
Oh, what the hell?
10. Mick, you've
got 12.
I don't know. No, but that's
you're both wrong.
That's just a question. It's not even fast.
That's true.
It's not even the concept of the game.
When has that ever mattered? Okay.
Is it 13?
It's 14, actually. Oh. It's the most you can have. 12 is sort of your standard number, but yeah, 14. Okay. I won't do any more thinking music.
I think he needs it.
Okay, well, do you want the thinking music?
I've got thinking music just going on in my brain by default. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, we won't have it for this one. Name a sport beginning with K.
Karate.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I nearly said cricket. That's what my brain's
If only you'd said it.
I wish you did. You would have got one of them. Well done, Gabby.
It would have been so good if it was like cricket.
Knife fighting.
Karate was very good. I would have accepted kissing competition.
Oh, here we
That's
go.
It's not sport.
It's not a sport.
That's how we all met, so anyway. The closest second.
I just was like, when?
What?
To the closest second.
Where was I?
I'm asking you a question. To the closest second, how long was the world's longest chess tournament?
25 hours. And 26 seconds.
Mick, you want to have a crack?
Crack
with K?
I'm going to say a week.
A week?
Wait, world's longest tournament, didn't he say?
This isn't a word association game.
Yeah, It doesn't matter. Gabby, you were much closer than Mick, who went for a week. You said, what, 24 hours?
25 hours and 26 seconds?
It was 20 hours and 15
Boom.
Minutes.
Wait, so was that a game or a tournament? Didn't you say tournament?
Tournament, yeah.
Mick.
Doesn't matter. One game. It was a drawn game. Played in 1989. Look it up. 269 moves. So there you go. And the last one, because this is getting ridiculous. Name a sport beginning with E.
Eggplant throwing.
That's not a sport.
Yeah, well, think of
equestrian.
Equestrian! Mick from out of nowhere!
Yes!
Wow!
I win!
Well, you didn't win, but well done, you got one right.
He turns with me, judges me, because he said cricket with a K. He says eggplant throwing isn't a sport.
Did you see my judgy eyes?
Yeah.
Well done, everyone, on another wonderful show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for showing up, Mick.
No, thank you. Good, well I'm done. Sorry I missed last week. Well done to Stephen for filling in.
Yes, yeah, good you, job. Stephen.
Cheers.
Okay, that's it.
Goodbye.
Bye. Good night.
Toodles.
Bye.
That's so good, Joel.